This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, including all the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out us on Twitter, too, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have over there. And joining us right now for hour number two is the man, the myth, the legend from California. No, it's not a movie star. It's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hello, they're still there.
Of course they're there. It's the weekend, and they get an extra hour at the bar. So they're taking advantage of it. Okay, thanks, guys. All right. They're going back in because now it's 74 degrees, clear skies, and they want to go back in so they can watch the reruns of the Rays. By the way, did you see the baseball game tonight?
I did not, unfortunately.
The Rays got it put to them. They had a hitting lesson taught them last night by the Boston Red Sox, whose bats came to life 14-6. I don't know how many home runs Boston had, but boy, they had a bunch of them. And the Rays, we got excited. We had one of our people, I'd never even heard of the guy, Luplaw, I think was his name, or Cuplaw, something like that. He had a grand slam home run, and we were up 5-2, and I went, oh, here we go. But it was a Red Sox night, so we'll see what happens. Now they get a night off before they play again, and then one more game in Tampa, then they go to Boston.
All right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to say hello to some people, because we had a lot of people chiming in. First of all, hello to Cynthia. Nice to hear from you tonight. Hello to Sondi. Hello to Jeannie. Hello to Beth. Hello to Paul. Hello to Rachel. Hello to Suzanne. Hello to Nancy, and hello to Marvin, all chiming in. Oh, and Lee. Hello to Lee. Heard from you, and appreciate your comments there. And a lot of people, you know, they can communicate with us, of course, by going to the webpage, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, sending us a direct message. It comes right straight to me. I see it, and then we repeat it over the air, provided we can do that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, sometimes the language may be a little bit course, so I kind of have to watch that. All right, well, back to where we were talking here before we took the top of the hour break. Senator Chuck Grassley, who's 88 years old, who's announced he's going to run for the Senate again, says it's unconstitutional for Facebook to censor anybody.
Right. Well, I might just point out, too, he's 88. He's going to run for the Senate. William Shatner's 90, and he's going into space. So.
And he's afraid. He says he's afraid.
Yeah, he says he's terrified, I think. And but you know what, though? He's I know it's the obvious way to go here, but he's going to boldly go into outer space.
Oh, listen to that.
That's right.
Listen to that.
But, I mean,
Wait a minute. Boldly go, right?
That's
all right, there you go. Got to get that one in there. Boldly go. Okay, thank you.
I think it's amazing, especially at that age.
Yep, okay. Laughing Man liked it.
Yeah, he did. Well, okay, so Senator Grassley, you know, basically I think he's talking about when Facebook is working with the government. He says, you know, when they're working with the government, he says, just like the government violated my freedom of speech, so it's an unconstitutional act. That's where he's coming from on this. Because overall, if you own a private platform that people sign up for, there are terms of use and this kind of stuff, and you could conceivably regulate what it goes on that platform. But here's where the important thing comes down, Captain. If they are regulating it, and they do work with the government, as the senator is saying, but they continue to go over to this area called being a publisher. You know, they're not being a platform anymore. They're not providing a service where people post things and interact. They're now deciding the content, and they're restricting certain content, fact-checking others, and promoting other content. That makes them a publisher, and that, at the very least, takes away that liability shield, or should, at some point, and that would be a game changer.
Well, this is what the L.A. County Sheriff is publishing out there by you. He says, I am not going to force my deputies to get the COVID vaccine. It goes totally against the governor out there, and the sheriff is stepping up for what is right, and I commend him for doing that. He needs to get the message to some of these other departments where they're actually going to fire police officers because they're not getting the vaccine.
Right, and I think that's Sheriff Villanueva. So this is, again, you know, it's not monolithic in California, which is sometimes there's a glimpse of that here and there where it's not monolithic. Yeah.
And even New York City, where they're going to require the vaccine to be given to the police officers and firefighters and whatnot, or here's the alternative, you get tested for COVID every week.
Right, that would be the alternative, right.
Yeah. So that's it. So you wouldn't have to have the vaccine as long as you went along with getting tested for COVID every week.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought. Coming right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another great day in the neighborhood, another weekend edition here of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, I will tell you that Kathy's going to tell you how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. By the way, catch Frank on the program Mondays and Fridays in hour number 4. And, of course, he has a website, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Check it out. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by, again, my friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. We do things a little differently here when we tell you about MyPillow.com. All I'm going to do is tell you to go to the website. Go to the website. Don't look at anything in particular because everything there is ridiculously marked down if you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Yep, CAPTAIN is the promo code for whatever you want there where it says issue your promo code. Now, they also have a page that has a logo link that says Radio Listener Specials. And if you click on that logo right there, you'll go to a page where there'll be about 24 items, which are just absolutely insanely marked down in terms of price. You'll save even more money. And again, the promo code to do that is CAPTAIN. Now, don't forget, if you want to use the telephone because you don't want to put things online on the Internet, you're afraid of that, then I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. That's for MyPillow. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number, 800-641-5459. Go over there, save a ton of money on some great products Mike Lindell has. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Fifth Circuit Court made a monumental decision last night affecting the Texas abortion, they call it the Heartbeat Act.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the U.S. Appeals Court has now reinstated that And this comes 2 days after the other stay was issued against the new Texas abortion bill, basically.
And this was the entire Fifth Court that did this, Fifth Appeals Court, correct?
Right, it's a three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court.
Yeah, because the judge that ruled against Texas was apparently an Obama appointee, so they went and found a friendly judge. And by the way, the woman that runs that great big huge abortion clinic there in Texas had already called people and was saying, well, come on back, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and they were able to get this through before they were able to do their abortion stuff.
Well, exactly right. So, and that law took effect back on September the 1st. And so, again, we'll see how this pans out. But obviously, Captain, this kind of case and all of these things involved, imagine that this could go all the way to the Supreme Court. Whether it will be a challenge against the overall Roe versus Wade, that remains to be seen. This is a fairly, it defines when an abortion can take place in Texas.
Now, Pakistan and China have objected as the UN Human Rights Council had voted to monitor the abuses in Afghanistan. Now, we know that the Taliban is doing some pretty heinous things, don't we?
Well, sure, yes.
It's not just to the former members of the Afghan military, but it's also to women and children, as we told everybody, that were being westernized by the school, the education that they were getting, because the Taliban doesn't want the women educated, number one, and number two, they don't want any book learning per se, they only want people to learn the Quran.
Right, I mean, the way that they've treated women and the way that they've treated people in Afghanistan is really just a description, almost the late Norm Macdonald might have put it and described it as hell on earth for people who are just being completely subdued by the Taliban regime. It is a absolute tragedy.
Yes, indeed, and that's why that they're monitoring it. Now, I wish they would do more to monitor, but that's just me talking. All right, now, the Catholic Church has come under a lot of fire lately, correct?
Well, sure, yes.
Well, an insider, a Catholic insider, known for holding the Catholic Church accountable, is warning that there is something akin to a virus that's infected the top leadership in the Catholic Church that's aligned itself with abortion, homosexuality, and even Marxist-based revolution. Well, that would be the Pope himself, because he, in my opinion, is a communist.
Well, you know, he certainly is, you know, they've talked about his socialist leanings and so forth, but we've come very far.
And he calls it socialist. He doesn't call it progressive.
Right. Exactly right. But we've come a long way since the days of John Paul II, for example, who helped to bring down communism. And I think believed
in
that,
Poland, I think.
In Poland, exactly. And I think believed that people were not meant to live under such oppression, that they should be free, that they should be set free. So we've come a long way from Pope John Paul II, Captain, and now we've got Pope Francis who has these kinds of proclivities, and it's a very, 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 very disturbing thing to see.
Now, Terry McAuliffe, who's running for governor again, he was a governor once, 6-year term is what the governors run for in Virginia. He's running again, and he apparently, with an interview he was doing on television, he walked right into a trap of his own making, telling a huge lie that he got caught telling.
That he did, but I also know that he's been talking about critical race theory as well, which I think he's trying to get away from a lot of these challenges that he has. But yeah, I think he was. What was he talking about again? Where he was lying?
Well, he's been talking for months about this Glenn Youngkin, who was the Republican challenger, that he is a clone of former President Donald Trump. He thinks that's going to score him points, of course, in a purple-blue state that went for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Joe Biden in 2020. And the big lie is the fact that he keeps saying that Trump and the 2020 election was rigged, that this candidate is saying that. The candidate's not saying that at all.
Well, yeah, that is very, very bad. And, of course, obviously, you know, I heard, I think it was Jen Psaki yesterday on Friday talking about the she was asked about the what's going on there. And
yeah.
I think she was talking about how Terry McAuliffe is running on the Biden agenda because it's also popular.
Let me tell you, Jeff in Sarasota is up, and this is what he just sent me. I'm going to read this. You ready?
Yep.
If William Shatner passes away in space due to complications or whatever, they should just jettison his body out into outer space.
well, we certainly hope that doesn't happen, but nothing might make him happier, I think.
The guy's 90 years old. He's scared to death that he's going on a rocket. Well, he's the one that volunteered to go.
That's true. But
wait a minute. He didn't volunteer to go. I think he's paying, what, $250,000 to ride the spaceship.
Yeah, he may be. But I will say this. You know, Shatner is 90 years old now, as you mentioned. But even back in the day, back when he was making Star Trek the series, on weekends he would go out, he would ride motorcycles in the desert, he drove fast cars, he was a real adventurer. I mean, he really liked to mix it up. So at age 90, he's no different now.
Oh, and by the way, McAuliffe also got into a heated discussion with the television reporter who had embarrassed him during this heated exchange they were having over the critical race theory when she asked him about his past comments on the 2000 and 2004 elections being stolen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, he's in a real battle. You know, for what he's trying to accomplish.
Well, McAuliffe has never gone along and said that George W. Bush was legitimately elected the president of the United States back in 2000 and 2004. He said those elections were stolen.
Oh, well, but that's okay for him to say, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not okay to talk about in 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And, of course, you know, just when you thought it was too strange to do whatever, ISIS-K is apparently giving the Taliban a run for their money in Afghanistan. There was another bombing yesterday, killed 45 people.
That's exactly right. It happened in a mosque, basically, and this was in Kabul, I believe. It was in northeastern Kunduz province, I should say.
Yeah, that wasn't Kabul. That was up on the Pakistan border.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, but again, you know, all is not okay in Taliban land, and this is a terrible, bloody example of that. You know, Captain, I think we'll see more of these kinds of things. It's chaos.
Well, I don't disagree. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to have an Edwards Notebook here, bottom of the hour, for the weekend edition of the program. I will return with more, and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Biden will not try to block some Trump administration documents that a House panel is seeking in the Capitol riot investigation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's nothing political about working to ensure that the events of January 6th never happen again. It shouldn't be a Democratic thing, a Republican thing, an independent thing, a political thing at all. This should be a shared goal, and a key part of that, in our view, is ensuring that the Select Committee has the information it needs to ensure accountability for these events.
Former President Trump is expected to go to court as part of his efforts to block the records and documents from the House committee. A jury in Boston has convicted two fathers in the college admissions cheating scandal. Police say John Wilson and Kamal Abdul Aziz used fraud and bribery to get their kids into the University of Southern California with bogus athletic scholarships. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
All righty, that's Mark Walters, our buddy from Armed American Radio. And don't forget, Armed American Radio can be heard Sundays on many of these same stations. And, of course, you can find them online by going to armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org, and find out more about them that way. And, of course, that's my buddy Mark Walters. And we are going to play right now a Edwards and an Edwards notebook. So here we go.
The time for our republic to awaken from the current nightmare of deception and tyranny is upon us. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Mice die in mousetraps because they do not understand why the cheese is free. It is the same thing with socialism, which is nothing more than a doorway opening to the government trap of control and usurpation of our inalienable rights. For example, parents are commissioned by God Almighty to raise their children in a righteous manner so that they will live a life of outwardly mobile tendencies, morally and ethically, and will walk the straight and narrow path of righteousness. Thus, it is imperative for parents to not allow themselves to be bullied by government school educators whom, with support from the Department of Justice, now label parents who want the best for their children as terrorists. The Biden regime and all cancel culture minions do not want parents to do what is best for their children. Wake up, my fellow Americans. The children you save may be your own. I'm Ron Edwards.
Yes, he is Ron Edwards, and you hear him twice a week on the program, live and in living color on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And don't forget, trot on over to his website, theronedwards.com, and try that Constitutional Grounds coffee. Now, I'm telling you, it's really good. And I've got ice. I've been making iced coffee out of it. I got it right over here beside me. And I just took a sip here before we came back from the break. But the code to save 20% on your purchase is RE20 at the website, theronedwards.com. Go over there, take advantage of that. And I think you're gonna like that coffee. All right. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we talked about MyPillow.com, and we talked about the fact that Mike Lindell is offering so many different specials. But you got something there, and I don't know if you're going to get something else or not. But what was it that you bought originally to begin with from them?
Well, I've actually had a MyPillow for a very, very long time.
Right.
I slept on a MyPillow for years, but we got the Giza sheets just recently. And we love them. They are absolutely phenomenal. And now I got my eye, Captain, on those towels because I know with the promo code Captain, you're saving a lot of money to get something like those great towels. And there's all kinds of things there at MyPillow.com. And talk about holiday shopping and all that. Now's the time.
Well, I had one set of the towels, and I liked them so much I went and bought another set of the towels, because what it is you get a great, big, huge towel, and then it's like a bath towel, and then you get a smaller towel, it's about half the size of that, and then you get like one of those, another towel's about half the size of that. I call it a kitchen towel, you know, where you have it for like to dry your hands or whatnot.
Right.
And then, of course, you get the washcloth, and I mean, it's excellent. The quality is just absolutely out of sight. But MyPillow.com, and again, promo code Captain, and you can also call them if you want to place your order that way. And their phone number is 800-641-5459. But remember, the promo code Captain gets you anything on the website at the reduced prices. That's the promo code Captain. Okay, well, Kyle, got to mention Taiwan. Taiwan is fighting a losing battle. It's just a question of when, not if, but a question of when China decides to move against them with their overwhelming military might. And it would be a very short-lived war if that were to happen. It would be deadly, but it would be a short-lived war. And national security experts are now predicting that the world is going to sit back and witness many on the tiny island die in battle rather than bow to the Chinese Communist Party. Well, here's the problem. I don't think the world is going to lift a finger to do anything. I think they're on their own.
Well, I think you're right, Captain. Back in 1979, the Taiwan Relations Act was passed, and this means that the United States recognizes China, and that also that China considers Taiwan to be their territory. But, and this was the caveat here, or this was the condition, China was not going to attack Taiwan. Now, the other day, President Xi and President Biden affirmed that they both are, you know, going to abide by this agreement and whatnot, bring all that back up again. And that really scared me, because I think that means they're probably going to do something in the very, very near term. But when that does happen, is the United States going to sit back with the rest of the world? And this is what we, as you were talking about, we may witness this. It will be a very, very dark day in world history.
Now, did you see Charles Chucky Boy Schumer get up there in the podium in the Senate and trash Mitch McConnell and the Republicans? Did you see that?
I heard about it. Yes, again, you know, they just can't, you know, they can't stop even when McConnell got out of their way, quote unquote, to let them raise the debt ceiling.
And then you went after Joe Manchin.
Yes, well, of course, because Joe Manchin and also Senator Sinema they become public enemy number one to the Democrats.
Well, Manchin went back after Chucky Boy Schumer, and that reaction has gone viral on the Internet. It's out there everywhere.
Right, right. Well, and again, this is it is so interesting, Captain, because we're actually seeing democracy play out in front of our eyes. We have senators that are elected from the states, just like we have representatives go to the House of Representatives. Senators go to the Senate, and they are supposed. This is how we're supposed to do government. But what the Democrats really want, especially the so-called progressives, which have now taken over the party, is they want mob rule.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go along with the mob, well, then we're going to follow you into the bathroom. It's just that simple.
Yep. And a judge rejected the Oregon State Police Trooper's request to stop the governor's vaccine mandate. They got to go along with it now because the judge said, nope. We're going to allow it to happen.
Well, exactly. So, again, at the time, Captain, when, you know, if I think a lot of people out there probably noticed that people are getting a little more crazy. We're starting to see a lot of other weird things happen because, especially coming out of COVID, it's like there's no filter, I hate to say. And so if you're just going to start wholesale destroying police departments or sheriff's departments or law enforcement over the vaccine mandate, I can't imagine. I mean, it's going to be Gotham City. It's just not going to be good.
Yeah, well, they don't care. By the way, Americans have lost hope in the nation's future since last year, and only about a third of them right now believe the country's best days are ahead of us. Now, those predominantly are Democrats and independents. The largest group in there are independents that believe that.
Right. Well, I think we go back to Ronald Reagan, who said he thought the best days of America were always ahead. And, Captain, everything's been under wholesale attack. Everything about America, everything, we're supposed now to hate our country or think our country is just a slave country or something like that. It goes on and on. Yes, there was slavery. Yes, there was the Civil War. Yes, and all those things we progressed out of. But America is not fundamentally bad, but the kids, especially today, are taught that it is. And it's all part of a design, I think, by some who believe that if they can really cut out the underpinnings of America, then they can put something there that they want. And you want to see authoritarianism? You want to see people get discriminated against? Just wait. I hate to say it, but I think that's what they would bring about.
Well, we know that the ISIS-K folks are alive and well in Afghanistan. We talked a little bit about it, but I'm going to add a little bit something to it. The bombing in the mosque was going specifically after Saeed Abad, and those people were meeting, apparently, in the mosque, and they wanted to take them out as a result. Now, it's the second attack ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for against the Kabul mosque. Now, this ISIS-K happens to be a Sunni group and targets those it considers non-believers, including the Shia Muslims, because they do not agree in ideology.
Right, exactly right. And I think all told, they believe it's somewhere between 70 and 80 people who were killed, 143 wounded so far as we know.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, are coming back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll see if anything's changed out there in the land of milk and honey. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, by the way, yesterday was their anniversary, so happy anniversary to them. And you can go over to their website, cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us, send them a message and wish them a happy anniversary, too. Okay, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about, join the Drivers Club, too, and you'll be glad you did. All right, a little Montgomery Gentry for you right now.
Don't like my big red
little mud in my four-wheel drive. Trek it on into town. Shoot a little eight ball down at the pool hall. Drink a beer with my friend. Now don't judge me and I won't judge you. Cause we all get judged in the end. Some people care about what other people think. Worry about what they say.
Alrighty, Montgomery Gentry, what do you think about that? Well, what do you think about that, Kyle?
I think I like it.
Yeah, yeah. The video's pretty good, goes along with it, too. So there you go. Alrighty, well, let's get it started. What's going on out west, my friend?
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, we're looking at some freeze warnings, and we're looking at some winter storm watches starting up in Montana near Bozeman. Also looks a little bit south of Butte, Montana, stretching down to West Yellowstone. Winter storm watch going on there. Also, just east of Salt Lake City, we've got a winter weather advisory. And, again, the snow levels can be up in the 85 to 9,000 foot range right now. But all that is going to be changing as we see this big potent storm that's going to be coming through the western United States into the Rockies mostly over the weekend. This is going to stretch all the way down from Helena to Casper to Denver to Salt Lake City, of course, and into parts of Nevada and Utah, other parts of Utah. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. Right now, our friends in Reno, they're also looking at a freeze watch right now. Also, a freeze warning as you're coming down Highway 395 from Bishop all the way down to Ridgecrest in California. So be aware of that. And as we go through the weekend into Monday through Wednesday, that's when a lot of the snow, Captain, is going to start falling. And it's going to be feet of snow, not inches of snow, we're told.
Yep, that's what we're looking at. Okay, well, let's take a look at the Midwest. We'll start with Kansas and Oklahoma. We do have a fire threat there, fire warning advisory in the southwestern corner of Kansas and also in the panhandle of Oklahoma. And also now over towards El Reno in Oklahoma, moved over a little bit further to the east. Now, we do have some dense fog tonight in the upper Midwest. If you're coming across I-80 and I-90 across Indiana, all the way across that state on the toll road, you're going to be in dense fog. If you're going into Michigan, up there on 94, you're going to be in dense fog about halfway to Detroit tonight. Now, if you're going across in Illinois, and if you're going up Chicago way towards Milwaukee, you're going to be in dense fog as well. Over towards the Quad Cities, you're going to have dense fog to take you over across that way. The southern part of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, straight west across over to Minnesota, you've got fog. You got some fog along the Iowa, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois border, as well as up the Minnesota, Iowa border, and pretty much on up to, let's see, following the river right up there, the Mississippi River, all the way up to where the bridge is to get into Minnesota from Wisconsin, and you got fog up in there right now. So be advised of all that, and that's what's going on in that area. Now, we do have some unsettled weather conditions today for the eastern half of Kentucky, the eastern third of Tennessee. We've got some rain and some flooding conditions in the central part of North Carolina right now because that system that went up the East Coast is now affecting the East Coast of the United States, starting with North Carolina. And rain is also working its way all the way up towards New Jersey as we speak, as it's all part of this system that's out there as it skirts the East Coast. Now, it might be something tropical. It might be a depression or it could be something different, maybe a tropical storm, but that's about all it could be. Right now, it still doesn't have a name. It's still very disorganized, but it is raining. along the coastline, Carolina, on up to the Chesapeake Valley, as well as up into Delaware and New Jersey and Maryland. All right, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, and folks, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now we jump right into the frying pan, and we got some hot topics that we're going to be talking about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's Kamala?
New Jersey.
At a daycare center. At a vaccination center. When the big boy,
right.
When the boss and Mayorkas and Garland are all sitting down there on a special security, border security conference, which you would think the border czar would want to be at, in Mexico.
She doesn't want anything to do with this border. Nothing.
Wonder why they keep mentioning her, why they keep talking her up as being the border czar.
I actually haven't heard them do that lately. I think that if they wanted to do that, then she would have been on this trip. But I don't think she wants any part of it, and they don't really want her as a part of it either, since she didn't go on this trip.
Well, it got started that way, I remember. And then, of course, people like Sean Hannity picked it up, and they keep mentioning it. That's where I keep hearing it.
Okay.
The borders are, yeah. Well, so much for that, right? So we'll just let that go. But obviously, things along the border are not all that great.
That's an understatement.
I know, because nobody seems, you know, on the mainstream news media side of the aisle, very few of them are picking up on the fact as to how bad it really is down there, especially when they fire machine gun fire over the top of one of our border observation posts. Did you hear about that?
I did.
I could see the tracers. You guys see the tracers going up over the top. It was like, oh, yeah, there's one of them Border Patrol points. Let's see what they do if we do this. Well, they didn't do anything, but if I'd had the National Guard with me, I think I would have fired back across the border at them, but that's just me.
Well, yeah.
I would have probably gotten in trouble. Yep.
All right. Yeah, you would have.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, going to talk a little bit about the job situation, going to talk a little bit about the labor participation, and we're also going to talk about the high gas prices when we come back, because the government and Joe Biden aren't going to do anything to help you. How do I know that? They said so. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.